Welcome back to Tip TV. Let's talk to Tony Cross. He's a market analyst for Top Trader. Tony, very good morning to you.
Morning, Nick.
Give me some headlines. Top Trader watching this for the first time. What is Top Trader?
Yep, so Top Trader is a prop desk. What they do is they plug into various brokers. So if you're a day trader, you think you're any good, open an account via Top Trader. Top Trader aren't the broker, but with one of Top Trader's panel of brokers. And Top Trader will monitor your performance every 2 weeks. The best performing trader gets $10,000 allocation to trade on their own account, and they take 25% of any profits.
Understood. Three slides to review. Let's kick off with the first one. Top Trader with Tony Cross. What are the highlights here?
So this is we're halfway through a one of the 2 week competition periods at the minute. So so the last award was made a week past Friday to Raji Turner, who's now running $60,000 worth of money for us. So on the bit that's updated since last week is on the left-hand side. We've got our good trader, Justin, and our down trader, Amir. Couple of interesting stories. I mean, last week the parting shot was this is a tough market to trade. Mm-hmm. And Amir has been trying to call the top on US industry trades. That certainly wasn't working for the first half of last week. A number of positions he closed out on Wednesday as the down the S&P went charging higher. However, there are some short positions coming in now that are coming good. So maybe next week it'll be a different story for Amir. That was the big sticking point there. And Justin again, you know, it's we'll see in the next charts just how difficult a week it's been for the prop desk to make good money.
Okay, well, let's move on to the second slide. The Aussie against the US dollar.
So this is one of the trades that Justin had on just to give an illustration of how tough it's been, although that position is still out of the money, it's less bad than it was at the start of the week, start of last week. So it's that big move down on the pair running in the second half of last week that actually pushed him back into a more favourable position. That just illustrates, I think, the fact that, even Justin didn't have a fantastic week, but it's less bad than it was a week ago in terms of his P&L. So as we said, tough market to trade at the minute, and it's an interesting one to watch. I don't know if he's closed out this morning because obviously the pair was moving higher. After a bit of a wobble, it was moving higher again this morning. So, that's the challenge that the guys are facing at the minute.
Okay, so let's move on to the last slide, the S&P 500.
Yeah, so
for what it's worth, market tops. Talking to a hedge fund manager a couple of weeks ago, he's calling the S&P down 5% in the next fortnight.
Well, at these levels, the S&P and the Dow, massively overvalued. You know, you look at the multiples these companies are trading on now, we've never seen it before. It's just completely overstated. So there's definitely a lot of froth to be knocked out of the market. And actually, not on the S&P, but I did notice on the Dow, again on Wednesday, we had some of the guys putting shorts in on the Dow at 21,100. We're now below, or at least before I came on, I think we were below the 21 level still in terms of where the futures were set to open. So again, well, we've got to see what happens in the next few days, but that Fed rate hike's looking as good as nailed on for next week. We're presumably going to get some bullish NFPs on Friday. You know, it all has to point lower for US equities, and with the consequent knock-on effect for other markets worldwide.
Well, you know what they say about top pickers and bottom pickers. Right, if somebody's interested in this, what's the website?
TopTrader.com.
TopTrader.com.
And follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn and Twitter.
As always, Tony, thank you for your time.